there's at least, I'd say, about 500 to 600 people on the march, and I know many people that are unable to actually physically do the walk are going to meet us in the town centre. So who knows, could potentially be 1,000.
So you're surrounded by people there at the moment. Just set the scene for me. What can you see from where you are?
I can see the march stretching out in front of me. I'm stewarding at the rear, unfortunately. And it's stretching across the whole of Cavendish Way. It's a friendly march, plenty of placards, lots of balloons, lots of children and lots of cheering. That's exactly what we wanted.
What's your involvement been on this? I gather you were making placards on Friday. You've been involved in the campaign near enough from the start.
That's right. We held a meeting in South Hatfield and everyone there said they wanted to hold a march. So we thought, brilliant, if the people want to do it, we'll facilitate that. And myself and my colleague, Paul Zukowski, we organised this march, made all the placards, set up the route, liaised with the police. It's been quite an involved process, but it's just fantastic to see the rewards being reaped today.
And Kieran, what would your message to Hertfordshire County Council and Veolia Environmental Services be today? If they're listening at the moment, if they're seeing some of the pictures of the march, even if they're inclined to wander down and have a look, what would be your message to them?
Well, I
hope that they're listening today and they see just how much public support we've got to stop this crazy plan. No one wants this built in Hatfield. No one wants it built anywhere. And they need to really realise they have a responsibility to listen to the people, because the clear public message today is we don't want your incinerator.